Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Let me channel Marvin Gaye on this one. Yeah. The universe, baby. Pick a star. Any star, baby.
Bought myself a one-way flight to the nearest star. Traveling at the speed of light to get where you are. I've been traveling all night. I'm halfway to Mars. Gotta get back to you, yeah. Can't wait till I see your face. It's been too long. Fantasies in outer space kinda turn me on. My mind's all over the place. Can't wait to get home. Gotta be back to you, yeah. Oh, and now here comes a part where we turn into shooting stars. The world is ours. Venus, Jupiter, and Mars. Now this whole galaxy spreads its arms to you and me. This is where we were born.
What a great day it is. What a great day it is. The last couple of days have been nice and warm out here. How you feeling, everybody? How you feeling? Feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good myself. Feeling okay. You know, it was one of those weeks. Had to catch up on some things. Had to pick up the car. So now I have my regular car back. Missed the new car that they gave me, had me rent for a while. I miss it. It was nice. Smelled very good. You know, my old car smells good. Got the red wild cherry car smelling going in there. But, man, you know, it'd be great when I can get a new car. Car I have is 8 years old, but that's what it's been going. It's been one of those, you know, a week of doing things, trying to catch up with things. Still haven't got the tag done yet. You know how to catch up on a tag, get a tag, get a missions test done on it, get it into that. Yeah. What a day it is. In today's subject, we're talking about manipulative people. You know, people that want to control every daggone thing. They want to control every daggone thing because they, I don't know what it is. I guess they feel some type of fear about people or things or who but have the fear going on within them. The fear going on within them. So they have the need to try to put their own feelings, your own judgment. They want to control the whole atmosphere of everything about how people feel about them, and they're scared about everything. They're scared about the future. They're scared about life. They're afraid to explore new things and do stuff. But they have no. They don't understand boundaries. They don't understand boundaries of their own, but they want to live you to live within their boundaries. Almost that's what they want you to do. This problem is a problem. And it's especially a problem if there's someone so within your family or your team, it's a real problem then. When they're within your family or team, that you're going to have to do something. You if you don't want on your team, but your family, if they're on your family, oh man, it's hard to get rid of them. Much harder to get rid of somebody. It's like your parent. They manipulate to the point of, you know, you want to get rid of them. Damn, why did I even have them in my life? And that feeling is real. So what we have to do is we have to take some steps to get rid of, you know, we have to push them away. Just let them know, you know, try to be kind to them and let them know, yes, there's nothing, I just don't see, I don't see things that way. Let them know you don't see things the way they see them. Lightly let them down if you can, but if not, you're going to have to take a stand. I mean, there's just no way. You just can't. Some things you have to stand. You got to take a stand sometimes on, because they can get out of control. Believe me, I know. Sometimes in our lives we have to deal with people and things that just don't really feel, you won't feel comfortable with them. They want to tell you how to think and how you should think, and then try to play on your feelings to get them to believe, to get you to believe as they believe, which is totally crazy. Can't do that. You just gotta put it like, no. That's not how it's gonna be. That's not how it is. This is not the way it's going to go. No. Can't be that harsh with it. I got some websites I went on, and he got some suggestions of how to deal with manipulative people. Say, one is protect yourself and anyone else in every hand. Love yourself and anyone else involved as best you can from the influence of the manipulator. You can't do anything about the person or the people who fall for their game. Or you can protect yourself and protect others. That's crazy. You gotta protect others too. Yeah. And number two is distance yourself from the person. While you want to let them down relatively gently, and continue to protect yourself by beginning to put some distance between you and the manipulator. The manipulator. Put some distance between you. You really want to choke them the heck out, though. You want to hurt them. They just don't know how to quit. Like I said, I had a couple of them in my work spot. You know, they get together. They want to set an atmosphere by other workers that they don't get along with, don't agree with. And they made that alliance. You got alliances in the workplace. And this happens all the time, but this is about manipulating, and it happens everywhere. One thing on the job, then you got to deal with a man. What if you're married to a manipulator? I wonder how that works. I mean, I guess you just get used to the dysfunction. But that's what it is. It's a form of dysfunction because you're supposed to live, really. It's the opposite of how you're supposed to live. You can't control everything. You can't control what's going to go on. You can't control your future. Can do the best you can. You just gotta control what you can control. But you can't control other people. You can't control how other people think. Well, some people believe they can. This is those people. Okay. Let's see. They have to try to try to keep the peace was number three. Try to keep the peace. If the manipulator notices your increased distance, try to talk to them about their manipulative qualities. Remain calm, cool, and collected throughout the conversation, or whether or not they do. Someone will only make things harder on you. That's very true. They do like drama. Manipulative people do love drama. There's other stuff. There's all the manipulators. I'm just thinking about it in my head, you know. Baby mothers. People who have baby mamas or baby fathers or your divorcee is a manipulator. They try to control. They want to control. They want to control the thought or the atmosphere out there about the partner. They're the best former partner. They want to control that because they want revenge. Most manipulators want revenge in some way, and this is, they feel like this is how they can do it. This is how they can get some type of control. This is how they can get some type of control. It's anything. Some type of good feeling within themselves. This is how they're going to feel good about themselves. Because they can't. Because they don't feel good about themselves right now. As it is. They don't feel good about themselves. But they will, so they will use this manipulative thing to control people and make people feel like they should have good. Or there's something wrong with the person. That's being manipulated. Or thinking that there's something wrong with that we're dealing with, the manipulator. It's crazy. It's how they think. You know, get the lawyers. They want to control the lawyer stuff. They want to control the manipulation that happened today. I believe a little bit. Yeah. Something happened today. Chris Paul was in the news today. He said something about this ref who was a lady. Then they tried to control the media, and everybody tried to manipulate and control how he felt about Chris Paul. And ain't nothing. Chris Paul has never done anything that may put men or any people in a bad light ever. The nice guy. But yet they wanted to control how he felt about him. They tried to make a situation amounting into the mold here when this referee, when he told a referee, female referee she was, you know, they didn't have a lot of female referees back when I was younger, so I have to say that to start off, but then this has changed now, and now they have these ladies referees, and when they gave him a tech, and it was a ticky-tacky, you know, technical foul call. Like, it was ridiculous. Like, lady, if you're going to call a foul for that, then maybe this isn't for you. Well, that was just flipped and turned into something. He was sexist now. Now he's a sexist. Get out of here. You can get me to believe that, but that's what manipulation does. It controls things. See, once she had that, the woman had the power to make people, she wanted to test her power to make people feel a certain way about this guy that we all, you know, man, I've been a Chris Paul fan since he's been in the league. That's all I can remember because of the way he carries himself, and he tries to get all his players involved in things. He's a master of what he does. I can't, you know, I love his game. Just watching it, you know, watching him play his game, where he gets the others involved. And he does the same thing in off the court. He's a gentleman, complete gentleman. Well, they'll tear, you know, a lot of us have good reputations here. A lot of us do. But manipulative people who try to take that away from them. It happens all the time everywhere walk of life. Manipulative people are there. They have a manipulative media right now, where they want to control how people feel. You got Fox News is a big manipulative. Oh my God, that's a manipulative network. Control people, how people feel by using their fears, using people's fears against them, and they want to spread it out as far as they can to try to get force their opinion onto us, so we can agree with them. And its function and the whole tenure, and this will be looked at as normal and correct when it's not. Yeah, and it does take a while to get rid of them too. Be aware, you may need to actively disconnect from this person. This person doesn't mean simply putting distance between the two of you, but stopping contact completely, while it would be difficult, in the end will be helpful for you and the manipulator. Now, I don't know about how that's going to be healthy for them, because they can't seem to get it out of their head that they can't be in control. Okay, you have another article here in the website called Way of Mind. It says manipulators are not obvious because they act in a sneaky way. When someone is openly aggressive, at least we know what is happening and can react accordingly. But when the aggressiveness is hidden, we know something is wrong. But we can't pinpoint what it is. We find ourselves on the defensive. We tend to hate ourselves for it because we are making up things. However, usually our feelings are right and we are being manipulated. It's very true. It's very true. You can't really tell how things are right away. It's going to happen slowly and suddenly. I mean, slowly but surely. Dang, I'm being messed with. They are mind me. They are. Damn. How can I get out of this mess? How can I change this? You know, because you want it. The first thing you might want to do is, like, just reach out and, you know, hurt someone. Hurt that one. But, you know, wait. They want you to do. They want you to get all out of control. They want you to go crazy. They want that. And if you give them what they want, then they have won. And you can't let those people win. You have to relax. You have to breathe in and breathe out. And get into the inner core of you. That's right. That God sense inside of you. You go talk to that. Talk to that person. That one on the inside of you. The one that always wants the right best for you and wants to. He's got a plan. He's got a plan to show you. Got a plan to show you how to win in the right way, how to do things the right way. But you got to listen. You got to do what's right. And it's going to take some time. It's going to take a long time. I don't know anything that's short. But eventually you're gonna come out on top. You just got to believe at all times. It gets tough sometimes. You got to believe it. Surely it does. Yep. What they got here? Oh yeah, they got some other stuff here on this site, theofthemind.com. That's the site. And those people hate asking questions because it means they lose control, so they use a distinguished questions, examples. I'm wondering why you perhaps you could. I wish you could. I suppose you're going to. How to deal with that? I don't know. You know, this letter. I think you gotta ask them questions. Why? The correct way to do things is to ask them the questions. You want to be the question asker. Make them think about what they're doing and how they're doing it and why they're doing what they're doing. Well, why is it important the way I feel about someone? Shouldn't you think about how you sending your things matter to you? Why should it matter to me what you feel about somebody? I should be able to come to those conclusions myself, shouldn't I? Why is it you got to keep hitting them with these questions? Because it's important to question them, to let them know in their mind and in their heart and everything. They got to go do some searching. You got to make them do some searching. You know, that's the best way to. It's the best way to do a lot of things. To question somebody, let them ask some questions. They're gonna try to control you with the questions, but you control. You have to give them thinking questions. Questions to make that little thing turn in the head. You know, to make the wheels turn and stuff on the inside of them. They can't come back at you the way they want to. That's your job to do. Okay, Liz has here. Okay, they have to disguise questions. Yeah. Anyway, you wish you could. I suppose you're going to. You have to do when dealing with the first answer question, not only a statement. Train your ears to recognize the difference. You must learn to ask the question, to ask the yes/no question, but not get tricked by the disguised question. Yeah. Look at that. Yeah. It's important to be the question answer. I don't know about what even this site, which we call it. They always try to make you feel guilty. That's exactly what they have here. Lies and deceit. Try to make you feel good and guilty. The silent treatment. They want them. That's how they want to control. No, 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 no. You just might as well give away the game then if you're going to, you know, let them feel, make you feel guilty. You won't feel guilty about nothing. Cause as long as you try to do right, man, bump that other stuff. They always want to control the action. You ain't giving away the game. You ain't going to be Pete Carroll. No Pete Carroll in that stuff, man. You got to stay ahead of these people. And that's just the truth. Yes. In the end of that, you know, nickel people, the control freaks, you can't let them win. They got to be cut every day. Make sure you cut your grass every day. For real. Cut your grass every day so you can get those snakes out the grass and cut them off and cut them loose. It ain't about, you know, trying to fit in and trying to be good to try to please everyone. That's false. You can't please everybody. Never can't please these people. These people are off the list of being pleased. You don't want to please them. I don't care if they're the stinking boss. You can't let them. You can't please them. Forget that. You know, because they got to divorce. You divorced me. And then they try to use the questions to try to make you feel like the guilty party. Yeah, no. I did what I was supposed to do. It didn't work. You can't let them win. Just stay focused, you know. Make sure your game is right. These people, they'll have their day. They'll have their day when they have to deal with this. Trust me on that. Just leave that. And say thank you for listening to my show today. Been a good week. And it's one long week. I'll see you soon. And as always, I like to say this is love yourself. That's the most important thing to remember in life is to love yourself. Love yourself. Girl, love yourself. Yeah, you always love homeboy. Love yourself, homeboy. Keep it true. Keep it real. I'd like to say that. Okay. Thanks for listening. I'll see you.
She's been gone almost 2 weeks now. Tired as hell, but I can't sleep now. I miss my kids.